Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today's show, it's all about Sean, Linda, and people, the older people in our world. And Sean, you there? Can you hear me? I'm
Sean,
kidding.
Sean, can you hear in general?
Excuse me. Can you speak up a little? I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm just
you
kidding.
Before he starts, you want to talk to me about ageism and old age when you got this gray beard, gray goatee going on? Listen, let's not go there. This show is for you. This is for you, for you, for you, Matt.
You know what? I can settle this right now. The show
we going to fight in this show. 20 years of friendship is going to be done in this show.
The show is for both of you. I, as the resident younger person. Let's not kid ourselves on the show. Yeah, that would be me. This show's for y'all.
All right. All you old fogies, self-included here. Today we're talking about ageism in the workplace. So, Sean, I mean, you are a business owner, but you are an older person. So how do you feel about
Sean? Let me set this up properly, Matt. As someone who's 1,000 and also still works, what are your thoughts on this, Sean?
Wow. But you know what? I'm going to try to be professional here because I know there's older people in the workforce that really need a show like this to kind of maybe even boost their confidence and let them know that, hey, there's still a place for them in the workforce. Because, you know, 33% of the workforce today is around your age, Matt, over 50. And 25% of the workforce is actually even over 55. Damn. Older people are staying in the workforce, Karen, much longer than in the past. You can have that old man relationship now, you know, in the workforce now.
Oh,
he's ready for
God.
You.
Oh, God. Sean. And
they say old is the new 20.
Exactly.
Is that what they've been saying?
Yeah, but they have unique challenges and unique strengths. And I think this show is really trying to help, you know, an older person position themselves so that they can compete with the Karens of this world.
That's right. The strapping, young, firm Karens. And the truth is that older workers there are some distinct challenges that older workers face that maybe younger workers don't, including some kind of automatic discrimination that maybe they're not up to date or that maybe they're not as quick to learn. These kinds of preconceived notions about the older versus the younger. But, you know, it's don't let that bring your inner game down. You know that your age brings you things that don't exist in youth. Like you've gone through some stuff, you've succeeded over it. Older workers also might just have more going on, balancing more stuff on their plate, like family stuff, health stuff, caregiving, all kinds of financial responsibilities. But that speaks really highly to someone's multitasking skills, managerial skills, delegation skills, higher executive skills. It's a big deal to run a life and to be able to work.
Exactly. You give a person one problem in their life, they can't function. Older people, right. We got to deal with it. We got to know how to multitask. Like
Sean, I love that.
You clip your toenails too deep, Karen, you can't go to work tomorrow, right? You clip a bad clip on your toenail, like, I'm out. I'm out the whole week, my toenail clip. While Matt's hopping to work. He's making it to work.
All right. Another challenge that the older worker does face is they have to adapt to new technologies and workplace cultural norms. Because young folks basically, you know, they've grown up with the technology. They're born, it's their first language. Whereas, you know, if you're of a certain age, some of the new technology may be tricky for you. So that's something, if you're an elder person and you're an older person and you're trying to get into the work game and you got some youngins in your family, your nephew, your niece, you know, maybe you might want to have them get you up to speed on some of the new technology.
Matt, come on, let's team up for a second. And I know you have to agree on this. And I know the older people that listen to the show have to agree on this. We hate you young people cultural norms right now. They're so I don't even understand them.
We love consent.
Oh,
we love
my God.
6 feet
the
of
cultural
distance.
Norms are horrible. Like we have
like
a party.
Only being told that we're attractive by hot people. And if you're not attractive and you're in the workplace, it is an assault. These are the new rules. I didn't make them up.
Well, the cultural norms, I guess that's another debate or another show. But I would say this. As someone who is of a certain age, I have found value in keeping a few young folks in my circle to make sure I'm aware of, you know, if it's time to do a TikTok video or
TikTok.
My bad. I'm just saying, but seriously, like for resumes, like I remember when I started thinking about a job hunt when I was leaving this was years ago. And a friend of mine, younger person, told me about Canva, which is basically she saw my resume and she was like, it was so antiquated. It looked like an old resume from the 90s or whatever. So, but touching, if you have young folks in your life, I would advise that you use them as a resource. Just like they should use your wisdom as a resource, we should use the young people in our lives as a resource to help, you know, keep us with the times.
Well, I agree with you. And we've now talked about the challenges. Come on, let's talk about, as an older person, I feel I have so much strength over the younger ones, you know. We understand, like, I understand corporate navigation. I know how to navigate, maneuver, dodge. You know, I know the big picture, what the company's looking for. I can see the vision. While the younger person is just focused on themselves. It's I, you know. But we, as older people, we can see the vision and we can kind of more relate that and communicate that. And so, you know, once we brush up on our technical skills, I think we're good. And I think younger workers also don't have the soft skills that we have. You know, the compassion, the understanding. The people skills and even just simple negotiating skills. I think as an older person, you have that advantage.
Yeah. And in my experience, the older people that I work with or have worked with at real jobs, or even the older comics, like the OG comics that I'm around, they bring a different energy to things, a different perspective to stuff. They're kind of the grounding force of the scene. You know, they've been around, they've seen it all. They've seen the patterns, how things develop. They know how it works.
They have vision. We have vision.
Yeah, and you know how life works, you know, and that's a trial and error process, and it's just not accessible when you're young. And older workers also tend to have a really strong work ethic. They tend to stay at their jobs longer. They tend to take fewer days off. I mean, my parents pride themselves on never taking a day off, which is like just blows a millennial's mind. And they also, you know, you need older workers in the workplace to train the next generation of professionals. You need somebody to be able to pass down that knowledge to make sure that, you know, they don't just take that with them when they retire.
And when you have the office potluck, the old person probably got some, they know how to chef up something good for the potluck.
And fire.
Well, you know, it's funny to say that because I was just going to make a comment. Like I got an older guy that works at my store and then I got the younger guy. And I would never trade in that older guy for the younger. And it's funny, when we had our annual barbecue, he's the one that came over and cooked all the duck and brought it over to the house. And the younger guy just ate it all up. So you hit the nail on the head. I'm not trading in my older workers. I love an older worker. Karen. Karen, not hiring you, Matt.
You don't want
even if you
me.
Want to come in your skinny jeans, Matt, trying to act like the young guy, you can still come work at me by me, Matt.
Okay, well, we've covered a lot of the issues that the older worker faces, but now we want to offer some tips for succeeding professionally as an older worker. You know, older people, you know, you got to be up to date in your field, know the latest jargon, tech skills, and processes in your industry. So, you know, you got to make sure you're continuing your education and you're up to speed if you're an older worker.
I have a good question for you, Matt. You just went back to the workforce from working for yourself, now working for a company. What is some of the jargon that you've learned? I want to hear what's the new jargon that you've learned in the new workplace now? Because you're now like managing young people. What's some of the new jargon?
Well, I would say it's really more industry jargon that's not necessarily age related. The industry I'm working in now is a little different than what I was doing as an independent production company. So like I'm learning like just the inner workings of this industry, but it's not age related.
Whoa, whatever. I remember your first week. I called you, Matt. How you doing, man? Sean, I got to focus on this Zoom call. There's so many things happening. You were stressed out trying to adapt, old man. Now you've kind of got your mojo back. So you got your groove back. So now you can brag about you old geezer. You were a little stressed out when the young people had you running in circles, but you good now. It's okay. Go on, Matt. That's not
even really close to accurate, but if you like that, that's cool. But let me get back to where I was. I wanted to have us all provide some tips for the elders to succeed in their profession.
Tip yourself. You know, okay. My sister told me today, you got to sometimes applaud yourself. Hey, you need to tip yourself and make sure you follow these instructions, bro.
All right. Well, I would suggest that for the elder worker, you know what, your experience is valuable, but you don't apologize for having years of life experience, but recognize the strengths you can offer to an employer. You want to lean into that. If you're applying for a job, you know, let them know, you know, how you will be an asset. You want to show what unique skills you have and, you know, something that you can do that maybe a younger person cannot. Your experience can be an asset. You know, like Sean said, he's got a guy who cooked the duck. Maybe put that on your resume, you know, but mention the networks you've been a part of over the years. Mention someone you may know at the company, but to basically just lean into your strengths.
Yeah. And you should also focus on what you can do and what you bring to the future. Don't talk about the past so much. You know, nobody wants to hear how you did this, how you like. I was actually telling one of my best friends today. I showed him his brother's LinkedIn page, and he had ex-BlackBerry employee. I'm like, on his profile. I'm like, how is that? Young people don't even know what BlackBerry is. But anyhow, so focus on the present and the future, and do not speak in past tense. On your resume, you don't even want to emphasize your age. Only go back about 15 years of professional experience. I've seen some resumes that try to go back 40 years. Like, you don't need to go back that far. Nobody's checking that. And don't emphasize how many years of experience you have, but emphasize what you've done and accomplished. Big, big mind switch.
Right. And also you want to tailor your resume. This actually goes for everybody. But to tailor your resume to the job specifically, the specific company that you're applying to. So you can just go to the company website, look at their mission statement, look at the kind of language that they repeat. And that's obviously part of their company culture. So you can kind of sprinkle those words in there. You know, your cover letter should not be generic. It should be really personal, specific, you know, something people like vulnerability. That's like the big thing now, authenticity, vulnerability. So why do you really want the job? Why do you really want to be there? You know, are you looking for something, you know, you've lived this life, had this experience, you want something meaningful, fulfilling. What does this mean to you? You don't want to say something like, I need this job, because that shows desperation and that's a turnoff to everybody.
And you, as you just brought up the point, Karen, about resumes, I want to reiterate the point I made earlier about a friend of mine encouraging me to refresh my resume. If your resume is like Sean's and it's like an old parchment paper, like the Dead Sea Scrolls, you may want to you know, for some jobs, it may be key to, like, if your motivation is you want to give back, you can share that with, you know, you're not just here for the money grab. You're looking to do something with meaning, you know, what your experiences have been and how you want to, you know, pay it back and help, you know, in your next endeavors. And lastly, regarding salary, it's important to manage your expectations. Just because you have a wealth of experience, you know, that may not result in the salary you're expecting. So manage those expectations, but, you know, go for what you know.
So let me just add, I have so many people, you know, so many friends sitting on the sideline waiting for this perfect job with this perfect salary. And, you know, they're getting older. So I agree with your point, Matt. Like, you know, you have to manage your expectations. Just because you have this filled resume and once upon a time you made X amount of money does not necessarily mean that you're going to continue to make that money. They say people, your salary peaks in your late 40s, early 50s, you know, so just keep that in mind.
Okay, so before we finish this show out, we got to take a quick commercial break, but stay tuned. We have our final thoughts on ageism in the workplace. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Stay tuned. Black Guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious, the financially knowledgeable, and the elderly like Sean Linda. We are here for everyone, and we are here for all of it.
Wow. Today,
we are discussing ageism in the workplace, and it's time for some final thoughts. So let's toss it to the young person, well, other than me, the other young person. Karen, what are your final thoughts?
Well, look, I looking for work and job hunting or transitioning jobs or pivoting or whatever is frustrating for everybody. It's also frustrating for the young. So have the right positive mindset, you know, don't get discouraged, but also don't feel like you're entitled to a job. You just need to be persistent. The universe rewards effort and persistence will pay off. You know, you may not have the same salary. That's okay. You know, you might have more flexibility. Companies offer other things kind of in lieu of money. there could be other perks that add value to your compensation. So look for other avenues to make that also worth your while.
Yeah, I would say, you know, not all skills are transferable. That's one thing people should understand and know that, you know, kind of manage your expectations. You know, just because you are making a ton of money, like Matt said earlier, doesn't mean it's gonna match, but it's more about, I think as you get older, what is the fulfillment of the job? What are you getting out of it? Not just financially, but emotionally, spiritually. There's many other things that you should put in the table that value just as high. And your earnings, you know, and other than that, you know, life is short. Play hard.
All right. Well, yeah, I agree with that, Sean. And look, we acknowledge that there is ageism out there. So that is a fact that exists. But embrace the possibilities of, you know, if you want to work, go out there. There's jobs out there for people that might fit the goals and lifestyles that you want to live. Good jobs for older people definitely exist. So don't be afraid to step out there, get your resume updated, and lean into, you know, your experience, but also let people know that you're here and you're now and you're ready. You know, don't fall like Sean said. Don't be talking about what you did in 1974. You know, keep it modern, keep it sexy, and jump out there. But like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And what's definitely changing is the calendar, and we're all getting older. So if you are in this elder bracket, maybe you need to make some changes in your approach, but we encourage you to jump out there and find that new gig.
Yeah. And you got this. We believe in you. I mean, the elder worker label is coming for all of us. I know that it's coming for me too. So this is mad helpful and honestly really encouraging. Like, you know, these are lessons that I'm learning right now too. But I always say that it doesn't matter what you've done or if you messed up or whatever you did, who cares? What matters is what you do next. I'm Karen Margolis, one third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half, the younger half, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. But I would just say this, you know, age is just a number. And my best employees are the senior employees. And I just think those people that are discouraged and older, don't let that stop you from continuing to achieve your life goals and dreams. And there is a job out there for you. So just go get it. And like I say every week, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And I'm out. Please send us an email at tbgwgc@gmail.com. And Matt, if you're not familiar with email, you can also send me a letter. All right. I may not understand your penmanship, but you can send me a letter, Matt. And we're out of here. Stay tuned. Check you all soon. Peace.
Don't sleep on letters now. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.